The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Christmas. Give it meaning or not, it's still Christmas, and it still means a lot. It's still Christmas. Why are we torn? It is the day when Jesus was born. It is snowmen and Santas and folks of good cheer. It's gingerbread men and flying reindeer. It's wreaths with red bows and colorful lights. It's that tree at Rockefeller lit up in the nights. Christmas. Give it meaning or not, it's still Christmas, and it still means a lot. It's still Christmas. Why are we torn? It is the day.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. This is one of the more modern Christmas classics. Not since Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has there been a latter-day Christmas musical classic. I'm Frank Morano, sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who's going to be back tomorrow. Al Gattulo is on vacation for the rest of the year, which is really like a vacation for me because I can finish sentences without being interrupted. But this is a song by legendary New York radio personality, former AM 970 talk show host, John Gambling. He did this with J.J. Kennedy. It's called It's Christmas. It's available on iTunes. And John complained to me that we weren't playing this a lot. And I said, John, how do you know? You're in Florida. You're not listening to the show on a regular basis. He said, well, because I haven't gotten any royalty checks from iTunes. So I could tell people aren't downloading it. So I figured we'd help John out in his retirement, help him buy the occasional stoli or two at lunch or when he's on the golf course. Let's play a little of It's Christmas with John Gambling.
Enjoy Christmas, because you'll miss it in January. Say happy Kwanzaa and respect its ways. Say happy Hanukkah for all the 8 days. Don't disguise it with happy holidays. Let Christmas be Christmas, no need to rephrase. It's Christmas. Give it meaning or not. It's still Christmas, and it still means a lot. It's still Christmas. Why are we torn? It is the day.
Oh, very nice. So if you want that song, it's available for download on iTunes. It's called It's Christmas by John Gambling. All right. We are talking about a wide variety of... I'll tell you, speaking of Christmas, you know what story I'm just about over? Is, you know, for years, every cable news, in the cable news era, there's all these stories that you can do that you could never have done 20 years ago. But now that you have to fill 24 hours of the news cycle, you can do these stories year after year. And I was so over all the war on Christmas stories. Now, about 3 years ago, pretty much around the time Donald Trump got elected, they stopped doing the war on Christmas stories, which I was grateful for. But about 6 years ago, every Christmas, they started doing another story on the news, which is, I mean, it's a fine story, just like the war on Christmas stories are. But they started doing a story on the news that gets repeated every Christmas season, every day. So incredibly boring because it's so repetitious and it's so inconsequential to anybody. In fact, they were doing this story when I came in. They had it on one of the local news channels, but I saw it all weekend long. I was hearing it on radio. You would have thought this was the biggest story since the Pope deciding to retire. Matt, do you know what story I'm talking about? It was playing when I came in.
No idea.
So every year they do this story featuring the debate about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Now, who cares? See, I mean, who cares? I happen to think it is a Christmas movie. But I don't care that much. I mean, people are willing to go to the mattresses for this diehard debate. I think it's absolutely absurd. But I'm so more than the absurdity of the debate. It's boring. It's boring. Everywhere I go, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? This is what Bruce Willis says. This is what the police say. This is what Preet Bharara said. Who cares? If you want to watch Die Hard at Christmas, watch it. If you don't, don't. So on Sunday, where we do a radio program, 4 a.m. to 8:30 on Sundays, called Morano in the Morning. And by the way, if you're a listener of that show, we have a Facebook group for listeners to that show, not necessarily fans, because we have a lot of detractors that listen to the show as well, that can't stand me, can't stand anything I say, can't stand anything the guests say. Why they listen, I don't know, but I'm grateful that they do. And we have a Facebook group called Morano in the Morning Fans and Haters. So if you want to join that Facebook group, you're welcome to. Just go to Facebook, type in Morano in the Morning Fans and Haters. But on Sunday, I put out a call for suggestions of lesser known Christmas movies. We all know Miracle on 34th Street. We all know It's a Wonderful Life. We all know the more modern films Elf and Home Alone. We all know March of the Wooden Soldiers. But what about the non-traditional Christmas movies? Christmas movies that you don't necessarily know. So now, and we got some great suggestions. And in fact, one of the suggestions I got, I watched yesterday with my longtime companion. It was called A Very Murray Christmas. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen that
one. It's pretty good. It's short, which is nice. For those of us that have to get up early, you always prefer a short film that you don't have to either pause the film or stay up late and sacrifice much needed sleep. It was fun. It's fun. You know, it's not. Is it a classic? No, but it's fun. So, especially if you like Bill Murray. But so now in 2 days. 2 days, yeah. 2 days, I am going to Atlantic City to begin preparations for my annual New Year's Eve bash on the 30th. By the way, if anyone's in Atlantic City, you're welcome to come. Just email me for details, morano@nycradio.com. Everyone's invited. But it leads me to, now that Christmas is over and we can stop talking about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not, it leads me to a discussion that I've been having with people for a long time. And that's about gambling movies, because I love gambling. I don't think I'm a gambling addict, because I'm not borrowing money from friends and, making all sorts of illegal sports bets. But I could easily see, if we had casino gambling like around the block from me, every dollar of every paycheck would be spent at a casino. But the nice thing about gambling movies is, much like a sports movie where you don't actually have to be hit in the face to appreciate how fun it is to be a boxer at times, coming from behind like Rocky, or you don't have to be a starship captain in order to appreciate Star Trek. Watching gambling movies, it lets you experience kind of the thrills of gambling without actually having to risk several thousand dollars, right? So I just devour gambling movies. Last week, I saw for the first time a film called Mississippi Grind. Loves it. Loved it. The week before that, I saw this film, came out last year, called Molly's Game. Outstanding. I cannot get enough of gambling films. So recently, I started to make a list of what I consider to be the best gambling films of all time. And I've been asking friends and doing some research on the internet about this, and I think I've come up with a pretty good list. But I am curious. Now, there are some movies that everybody recommends that I haven't yet seen. The best example of a gambling movie that I have not yet seen is a film called The Cincinnati Kid, which I haven't seen, but I'm sure I would love. It's directed by Norman Jewison, who's a favorite of mine, stars Steve McQueen and Anne Margaret and Edward G. Robinson. Love them all. So I'm sure I will love this film. I haven't seen it yet. But I am curious, what do you think are the best gambling movies of all time? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. There is a film called Let It Ride, which is just phenomenal. That's got to be in my top 10. Both The Color of Money and The Hustler, both in my top 10. I think you can make the case that The Hangover is a gambling movie. Casino, certainly, if you're going to consider that a gambling movie, absolutely. Ocean's 11, the original, the real Ocean's 11, absolutely. I'd love to hear what you think, other than those. 877-970-2999. What's your favorite gambling-themed movie of all time as I prepare for my annual New Year's Eve bash in Atlantic City? Let me, and any other subject is fair game as well. Let me say hello to E. Frank in Astoria. Hello, E. Frank.
Yes, good morning and a very Merry Christmas and a very good, blessed, happy 2019 to you, Frank Morano, Frankie Five Boroughs. Yeah, I called because I'm just a little bit concerned. I don't want to damper the festivities of the holidays for anyone out there in the listening audience, but, you know, I have a problem when Donald Trump indicates that, you know, it's okay, we're going to go into the long haul with this partial shutdown because I didn't get funding for the wall. Now, I heard most of the debates from your partner there, talk show host in comic, Mr. Piscopo, and Al Catullo, and other radio stations. And I feel so sad that Donald Trump actually believes that the wall will actually end all our immigration problems in as a whole. And he's probably ranting and raving right now somewhere in the White House that he couldn't go on a vacation to his camp down there in Florida. So, Frank, I would just like to say that I feel so sad that this wall is dampering everything, and it's like the only solution at this time for President Trump. Even though I voted for him, I feel so sad that Donald Trump believes that the wall is 100% necessary to improve the immigration policy in our country.
Well, you said quite a bit there, E. Frank, right? And I disagree with you. I think the president is doing the right thing here by insisting upon funding for the border wall. This is the president's last opportunity to get a wall funded by in terms of his first administration. Walls are effective. Ask the folks in China or in Israel how they feel about the effectiveness of the walls. Is it going to stop all illegal immigration? No, but it's going to stop some of it. It's going to stop a good much of it. So if you think that that is prudent, why wouldn't you do whatever you can to get it done for the last opportunity that you have? So I disagree with you, E. Frank. And you know what? In terms of this government shutdown, look, I feel bad for these federal workers that are not getting a paycheck the week, Christmas week. But whether they're out a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know Congress is going to make sure they get paid. So, I mean, I'm not minimizing the inconvenience. These people are all going to get paid. They will. That's what's happened with the last three government shutdowns. They're going to be fine. All right. Taking your calls on the best gambling movies of all time. Laura in Lynbrook, what say you? Laura? Let's see how long
yeah,
we can
I'm
keep
here.
Laura. Well, what?
I'm here.
All right, Laura. Would you be willing to consider turning your radio off?
I think The Sting, in my opinion, it's the first movie that came to my mind when you asked about gambling movies. The Sting is the best movie,
all right,
in my opinion.
The Sting is great, and I love The Sting. Paul Newman and Robert Redford, that is, I would venture to say, even better than Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's one of my favorite movies of any type, let alone gambling movies. 877-970-2999. Frank is in Flushing. Frank, what do you think?
Good morning, Mr. Morano. And greetings of the season. Number one, I'm having a senior moment, but James Caan was in a movie, and he was an English teacher, and he was a big gambler.
So,
I can't think of the title of the movie. I just went blank.
Was it The Gambler?
Oh, could be. That could be the title. Yeah, The Gambler. And real fast on a Sunday morning guest, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you played Shaving Cream,
yeah.
Dr. Demento.
Yeah, you know what? That is a great suggestion. The movie I think you're talking about is Brian's Song. Does that sound right?
No. Brian's Song is a football movie. No, I think it's The Gambler. He's an English teacher, and he goes to Vegas, and he hits 19 and pulls the deuce.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I do like James Caan. I will have to check that out. Thank you. 877-970-2999 if you have a thought as to what you think the best gambling movie is. Mel in Brooklyn, how are you doing this morning? Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Frank. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. My favorite gambling movie is called Kaleidoscope with Warren Beatty. and it's almost a caper movie as well. What he does is he breaks into a manufacturing company that makes the cards, the playing cards, and he puts markings on the back of the plates. So now the company is manufacturing these cards, and he knows the markings. Then he goes to the casinos where these cards are being used, and he wears these special glasses, and he could see what all the cards are.
I love this.
But then at the end
I have
the movie,
to see this.
Be
this
a spoiler.
No. Don't give a spoiler away, because I have to see this. Do not give a spoiler.
Okay, there you go. You got it. Watch that movie. It's really good. 1966.
Oh, I am putting this in my queue from Netflix now. That is phenomenal. I will check that out. Sounds great. Kaleidoscope. 877-970-2999. Paul is in Long Island. Hello, Paul.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great.
Always following all your stuff, especially the Sunday show. My recommendation is Hard Eight. Hard Eight.
I am so glad you mentioned this film. Hard Eight is just terrific. I mean, you want to talk about a movie that's kind of eerie, but also kind of funny. Hard Eight is phenomenal. Paul Thomas Anderson at his best. John C. Reilly, Gwyneth Paltrow, Philip Baker Hall, even Samuel L. Jackson is in that picture. Even Philip Seymour Hoffman is in that film, which a lot of people don't recognize. That is a phenomenal gambling movie. Excellent suggestion, Paul. Good
choice. Thank you. Happy New Year, Frank.
Thank you. Best to you, Paul, and your family. 877-970-2999. Shlomo is in Soho. Hello, Shlomo.
Yes, please look at Berserk.
All right, twistedjustice@cnn.org. Yeah, the incredible true story of police officer so-and-so who's, please. You have to wonder about people that have nothing to do but call radio shows under fake names, promoting whatever pet cause they want to promote. Ugh, my goodness, it's exhausting. 877-970-2999. Frank is in Old Bridge. Hello, Frank.
Hey. Sorry about that, Frank. I had you on speaker. How you doing?
Not as sorry as I am. Hello, Frank.
Frank, I don't know how old you are, but you have seen the movie Brian Song, haven't you?
Wait, which movie?
Brian Song.
I haven't seen Brian Song. No.
Frank, you are missing one of the all-time... Frank, and I challenge you, and I am a man's man, Frank. I challenge you to watch that movie and not tear up in the end.
Okay, I'm putting it... I love James Caan. Love everything he does. That to me, that's what makes Elf really worth watching. Brian's Song, I am putting it in my queue from Netflix right now.
You've got to watch it, brother. I'm telling you, I challenge you not to cry at the end of that movie. It's so you know it's a true story, correct?
I know nothing about this film. I know nothing about
it. It's a true story. It's about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo for the Chicago Bears. So it's a true story. Also, now, real quick... Let It Ride, that was a funny movie. It was a gambler's movie. You're talking about the one with Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah,
right?
And David Johansen. Yeah.
Right. That was more of a comedy. You're right, it is gambling.
Big time
My
gambling.
My Buddy in the Navy, that's his all-time favorite movie.
Oh, no, it's a great film. You don't really see it on TV that much, but it is a great film. I absolutely love it.
All right.
Well, thank you. I will check out Brian's Song. I just put it in my queue from Netflix. Thank you, Frank. Hope you had a great Christmas. 877-970-2999. Peter is in the Boogie Down Bronx. Hello, Peter.
Yes, Frank. This is Peter from the Bronx. One of the best gambling movies that I have ever seen is Johnny O'Clock, 1947 film noir.
Johnny O'Clock. Got it. Putting it on. I'm not seeing it listed.
It's got a beautiful woman. It's got a beautiful murder plot, and it's got a. I can't tell you the ending, but it's film noir to the best.
I will check it out. Thank you very much, Peter. And then finally, before we go to break, Fred is in Passaic. Hello, Fred.
Frank. The name of the movie was Thief with James Caan.
Ah, good.
And
okay.
I'll never forget it, Frank, because I was in the theater at Garden State Plaza, Paramus. I come out, the movie's over, somebody stole my two front wheels.
You're kidding?
Swear to God.
Wow.
Actually, see, not that I had a fancy car or anything. I had good Vogue tires, but next to me was a car with real expensive wheels, but they had the locks on. So They couldn't get those off. So while they were there, they threw a cinder block under the front of mine, let the air out of the tires. It comes down. Now it's like a seesaw. Loosened the lug nuts, and they took my two front
wheels. Oh, my. I hope you ultimately got two new tires, Fred.
I was with my buddy. We called his brother. He took me home. I had two snow tires on wheels. Went back that night, put them on, and that was it.
All right, Fred. Well, I'm glad you're okay now. All right. Well, some good suggestions there. I got Brian's song. I got The Thief. I got Kaleidoscope. All right. I'm pretty well set now. I was running out of gambling films, so I feel a lot better about this. All right. Coming up next, you want to know what the economy is going to do next year? You want to know what the culture is going to happen culturally with this country next year? You want to know what's going to happen in politics? Gerald Celente has been right year after year after year. He's one of the leading trends forecasters anywhere. But one thing he can't predict is the traffic. For that, we need Susie Cerrone. Susie, what can you tell us about the traffic this morning?
Well, first of all, thank goodness for Google, The Gambler, 1974, James Caan, Paul Sorvino, and the beautiful Lauren Hutton.
Well, yeah, so, but I can't tell if he was
it
talking
about... The English professor, okay. New York City English professor Axel Fried, James Caan, outwardly seems like an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that film. It's good.
But you've never seen, even I, who've never seen Jaws or Star Wars, even I've seen Brian's song. You got to see
that. I will. No. I'm making this a top priority. People are texting and emailing me with all sorts of disappointment in me that I've never seen this film. So I'm going to make this a big priority.
Yeah, good.
How are the roads looking,
Susie? We saw this problem in Brooklyn, Frank. It's an accident on the BQE southbound south of Meeker Morgan that's got the left lane blocked. Delays are easing on the LIE westbound through Queens. Alternate site in effect. Hudson River Crossings luckily still light into and out of the city. There are 5 minutes. Just a reminder, in Jersey City, accident gone on 1 and 9 north and southbound near Secaucus Road. Accident cleared on the parkway southbound by 130 in Woodbridge. Now a crash in the Little Falls area. 46 westbound near Notch Road. An accident investigation in Toms River. That's on the parkway southbound south of exit 81. Two right lanes were blocked and now it's stop and go from 82 to 80. That one will be there a couple of more hours, it looks like. And you've got a good ride on the New York State Thruway in both directions traveling between Westchester and Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Red Storm Minute, driven by Nissan. The St. John's men's basketball team aims to stay hot from their historic start to the season, entering conference play. The team plans to prove the Big East coaches wrong who picked St. John's to finish fourth in their preseason poll. The Red Storm are led by junior guard Shamori Pons, who's coming off a campaign that led the conference in scoring at 21.6 points per game. That record-breaking season led Pons to earn the Big East Preseason Player of the Year recognition. The Red Storm is also led by Justin Simon, one of the league's most versatile talents. St. John's begins conference play on the road at Seton Hall University on Saturday, December 29th. Then the Red Storm returns home to begin the new year taking on the nationally ranked Golden Eagles of Marquette. To purchase tickets to a future St. John's home game, visit redstormtix.com. That's the Red Storm Minute presented by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
So, a couple of days ago, my cousin Palma sent my mom a Christmas card, and she included in this Christmas card a photo of my mom when she was four and a photo of me from when I was six. Now, how does my cousin Palma have the time to sift through old photos in her retirement? Because she had the wherewithal and the wisdom to choose a responsible law firm in terms of planning her will, her trust, her estate, all her legal needs. The law firm she chose, Connors and Sullivan. So if you want that same peace of mind, you need to do what my cousin Palma has done and call Connors and Sullivan. So the season, Christmas season, a lot of us are thinking about how to be charitable. One thing that you might want to consider doing is establishing a philanthropic plan so it serves your interests and it protects your assets. The second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will and trust or your favorite radio personalities in your will and trust. Nobody likes thinking about wills and trusts, but you have to do it. The fact is everybody needs a will and maybe even a trust. If you want to know the difference, call Connors and Sullivan. Their lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills, and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. Schedule a free initial consultation with one of their attorneys and discuss what's most important to you and what it will take to get it done. Connors and Sullivan has offices in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island. Call them at 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500 or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
All right, at 8:30, everybody is panicked over the economy. Is it time to panic or not? Well, there's one guy that I generally trust when it comes to telling the future. He's not a psychic, he's not a prophet, but he's more accurate than both. He is the leading trends forecaster in the country. Before he came along, they didn't even have something called trends forecasters. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal and the founder of the Trends Research Institute. He's someone we always make an effort to check in with this week in order to find out what we can expect next year. He is, of course, Gerald Celente. Gerald, thanks so much for coming on the radio with me. Hope you had a nice Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much, and Buon Natale.
Buon Natale to you, my friend. All right. Before we get into what you're predicting in terms of trends for next year, I want to lay the groundwork in terms of why people should take you seriously. Going back 25, 30 years, year after year, you make these predictions. More often than not, you're right on the money, even when people say you're crazy. Give our listeners a few instances of accurate trend forecasts that you've made over the years.
Well, the first one I made my name was calling the 1987 stock market crash. And then, of course, we had the dot-com bubble. We said that in October of 1999. Again, this was all in print in the Trends Journal. Matter of fact, USA Today, when they used to be a newspaper, they used to run out of top trends every year. And the one for 2000, for 2001 on December 12, 2000, when they ran it, was 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And we warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. And we warned of a major terror strike. And then, of course, I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 and 2007, calling the 2008 panic. And 2 weeks, excuse me, this past September 18th, 19th, we issued a trend alert to our subscribers warning of an economic 9/11.
Coming next year?
No, this is, we warned that it would come this year. This is
this
2
year.
Days before the S&P 500 peaked. It
wow.
peaked on September 21st. Yeah, I'm a political atheist, by the way, for anyone listening. I don't believe in any of this, you know, stuff, you know. It's bleeding.
Right, you're not a Republican, you're not a Democrat.
Yeah, I look at issues, you know. It's a, and the reason we've been saying this, and by the way, we were the first also to call the Trump rally back in November of 2016, and we said it would end. We said it was the end of the Trump rally this past January. We said the markets will peak again, but this is the end. And the reason being, it's one simple – all this stuff you hear about trade wars, tariffs, trade – it's a lot of baloney. You look at all of Trump's tariffs on China amount to the grand total of 0.7% of their GDP. China's in a major slowdown. The housing market's down. Auto sales are the worst now, the biggest decline since the 1990s. Retail sales just came out, the worst in 15 years. Has nothing to do with – people aren't buying stuff, not because they're worried about tariffs. They don't have the dough. So anyway, there's a global slowdown. The only thing that propped up the markets, and again, you made it very clear, you don't always get this right. We call the panic of 08. We believe the markets were going to crash, go into a major depression in 2012. I got it wrong because I never knew, they didn't teach me in economics 101 or graduate school about zero interest rate policy and quantitative easing. This whole market has been propped up by monetary methadone. So when Trump is yelling, the Fed is killing us, the Fed is crazy, yeah, he wants that cheap dough. And that's the only thing that propped up the markets worldwide. They still have negative interest rates in Japan, still have negative interest rates in Europe. And so the only thing that's keeping this up is cheap money. And now that they're tightening up the money, look what's going on in the housing market. There's a slowdown in new home new mortgage applications, refinancing applications, new home sales, existing home sales. Everything's going down. They can't even take a 30-year 5% mortgage. So the only thing that's going to save this is more cheap monetary meth into the bull.
All right. So, and people just tuning in, we're talking with Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute. So, yeah, given where we are now, where they've ticked up interest rates a bit and sort of put an end to the zero interest rate policy we've been seeing for the last 10 years, what are you foreseeing for the American economy next year?
It all depends on whether or not the Fed is aggressive with interest rates. The American economy, this is very important. If the markets go down, it's not hurting the average consumer because 90% of the stocks, 90% are owned by 10% of the people in this country. And they own on average about $350,000 worth of shares. The other 10% that's owned by all the rest of us, it only equals to about $15,000. So if the markets go down, it's not going to crash the economy. However, the psychological effect could be devastating. There's another element too. There's a $250 trillion debt bubble going on. That's how much they've boosted this economy worldwide. So again, it all goes back to the interest rates. It should not bring us into a recession. However, here's what we're telling all our subscribers to watch for. It's very simple. We're calling it a stage one recession. Watch real estate. Keep your eyes on real estate because that accounts for about 14 to 15% of America's GDP. So if real estate prices really start going down, that sets off another kind of panic wave. So that's one to really watch. So we can't forecast it, but we're saying we believe we're going to see a big housing hit because they did raise interest rates again another 25 basis points last week, and the market couldn't even take a 5% 30-year mortgage. Oh, by the way, look at the housing stocks. They're down like 30%. Market is 20%.
All right, if people are just tuning in, we're talking with the man who predicted everything from the rise of gourmet coffee to the stock market crash in 1987. He predicted everything from Donald Trump's victory to Occupy Wall Street. We're talking with the man who predicted the rise of cryptocurrency and September 11th, the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Aside from the economy, Gerald, what else do you think America's in store for 2019, culturally, politically, aside from economically, where else are we headed?
Well, culturally, you know, one of our top trends is, you know, in the King James Bible, they say, you know, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They spelled it wrong. It's blessed are the geeks. They have inherited the earth. So what we're looking at is really a breakdown in very many ways, people becoming more and more involved technologically and high tech rather than on social experiences. And we're seeing more and more, and it's very important because it's also, you know, one of the things, you know, people ask me, you know, how I got started in this. As a little kid, my father, may his soul rest in peace, and I'd shoot my mouth off. He'd say to me in Italian, Papagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. Well, now in the whole geek world, you don't think for yourself. Yes, Alexa. Yes, Siri. You don't think for yourself anymore. And so we become the whole social media, the whole aspect. People don't read anymore. They just get hit with sound bites. So we're losing our style, our grace, our elegance, our passion, passione. Blessed are the geeks. Look, the only thing that's changed from Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg is the color of their T-shirt. It went from black to blue. So what we're looking at is more and more of a loss of that. And then we look at the other end, and what we're saying is the smart companies, the smart advertisers, America's looking for a new sound. Give it to them. Give them something different. And the other big trend is get high, get healthy. This whole marijuana trend, we've been on this since the beginning. That's another one we called. This is just the beginning. You know where we are, Frank? We're in 1933. They just lifted prohibition. Alcohol became legal. Mm. That's where we are with marijuana. But it's even bigger than that, because it's not only a drink of booze. This is a lot of health benefits. I mean, after all, you know, this plant has been going on since the beginning of civilization, and people use it for healing in very many different ways. This is just the beginning. Oh, and now Trump just signed the bill legalizing hemp. So now we're going to see a lot of hemp products, and there's going to be a big push against plastics. So those are positives, and people should really think about getting into that field, because this is going to be booming big time.
All right. Give me one last trend, either in the field of the media, politics, or international relations. What do you foresee for next year?
We're looking at the opportunity for a new third party. Never before has it been greater, and America is the only country it's really not happening in. So when you go look at what's going on in France with the yellow vests, you look at what's going on in Brussels, in Austria, in Italy with the five-star movement, what we're looking at is a repulsion against both political parties in America.
Well, that is interesting. I am all for that. Gerald, hope you had a great Christmas. Thanks for coming on. We will talk with you quite often in 2019.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
All right. If you want to check out Gerald Celente, you can go to the Trends Research Institute. I am a regular reader of the Trends Journal, and you should be, too, if you want to know what is likely to happen. All right. If you want to know what's happening in the news, Tom Noate has the answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 35 degrees and mostly cloudy. What's going on? We have the answer. An NYPD officer is being praised for showing restraint when he was attacked inside a Lower East River subway station.
Officer Syed Ali was patrolling alone Sunday night when he saw a group of drunk homeless men harassing a woman at the East Broadway subway stop. When he asked them to leave, they refused and turned on him. Councilman Chaim Deutsch says the officer could have drawn his gun but waved his baton instead.
The police officer said to me that he didn't pull out his firearm because he felt that it would escalate.
Mayor de Blasio praising Ali, saying he showed extraordinary professionalism and bravery. The five men involved were arrested, but they're not being prosecuted. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
NYCHA reportedly struggling to meet a federal deadline to fix apartments which may be tainted with lead.
The New York Post dug up data showing more than 2,600 NYCHA apartments need fixing up. Now, these are apartments with peeling paint, possibly tainted with lead, and all have young children living inside. The deadline, a federal judge has said, is by the end of February. Well, a NYCHA spokesperson tells the paper it'll meet that deadline. That would mean dozens of apartments would need to be fixed up every workday until February 28th. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports tonight, the Nets host Charlotte 7:30. Well, traffic in New Jersey easing on Route 1 and 9, an accident that was out there for a while, affecting both directions of travel at Secaucus Road, finally cleared away. Just some residual delays. No delays getting out of Jersey at the Hudson River crossings or Staten Island bridges. On the city side, we have an accident reported south on the BQE coming out of Queens down to Brooklyn. It's right on the Kosciusko Bridge. Delays back to the LIE, and as a result, the westbound LIE showing delays now approaching the BQE exit. On the Brooklyn side, they recently towed away a stalled truck from the southbound BQE coming down towards the Williamsburg Bridge. Just some residual delays remain. Parking rules back in effect. Partly sunny, low 40s today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Tom Noate on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Burlington Coat Factory. It's time to go back to basics with Burlington. Your Burlington store has the everyday essentials you need for your family and home. Socks, underwear, denim, plus towel, sheets, and storage solutions, too. Get more at Burlington. Style for everyone.
Do you struggle with sluggishness, low energy? You already know the name Relief Factor and its tremendous reputation. I am proud to introduce to you Relief Factor Energy. ReliefFactorEnergy.com. You'll be able to order this amazing product that I've been trying. I keep it with me wherever I go. I often take a 2-capsule serving once, maybe twice a day. Listen, when my energy starts to drop off, I don't want to, you know, spend a bunch of money with all the calories and the sugar of one of those energy drinks. This product, Relief Factor Energy, is amazing. It's 100% drug-free. It's a great blend of nutrients designed to improve performance and alertness when you need it. Without the sugar, the empty calories, no jitters like coffee and those really expensive energy drinks. In fact, it's about 66 cents a serving, just 2 capsules. You can keep a bottle at home, in the car, wherever you go. Go to ReliefFactorEnergy.com and learn all about this amazing product. You're going to love it like I do. ReliefFactorEnergy.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Beep's coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with the Purple today. Get a $100 store credit with the purchase of a mattress. Just text NICE to 797979 to get your $100 store credit. The only way to get this exclusive offer is to text NICE to 797979. That's N-I-C-E to 797979.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
How do you not love the Bee Gees? If you know what? If you don't love the Bee Gees, schedule an appointment with an audiologist right away, because chances are there's something wrong with your hearing. The Bee Gees are terrific. All right. 8:47, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here, sitting in for Joe, who's going to be back tomorrow. Al is off all week, and he's going to be back next year. Sitting in Al's chair is Matt Sambolin. Matt, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got some shirts.
Some shirts.
Yeah, shirts, a couple of gift cards.
All right.
Gloves.
Gloves. I got gloves, too. That's always good.
My gloves look like they came from the O.J. Simpson collection.
Mine, too, actually. I'll show you mine. It's very interesting. What'd you get your wife?
I did not get her anything.
Oh, good.
Because she's sure giving me a baby next year.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Shouldn't that be worthy of a gift?
I feel like it's a couple of holidays in one. It's a birthday gift. It's an anniversary gift. And it's a Christmas gift.
Yeah, when's the baby due?
May.
May. Well, what's the due date?
May 25th.
25th. Okay. All right. I think that was Sergeant Slaughter's birthday, May 25th. So very good. All right. Well, so one of the very popular gifts that has been exploding in popularity over the last few years are these DNA testing kits. Now, I talked about this a lot on Sunday, but I'm not going to repeat everything that I said. If you want to go back and listen, go back and listen to the podcast. But I don't love the idea of giving a stranger I am a big student of family history. I'm very curious about my own family background, and I would be into learning about a lot of these results. But after seeing what happened with the Golden State Killer, I said, no, I'm not doing this. Because when you share your DNA with some strangers, and you don't know what they're doing with this DNA, you're not just giving your own DNA. You're giving your family's DNA away. So if you provide genetic information about yourself, you're also providing information about them, whether they consent to a DNA test or not. So, I mean, look, it's good that we're catching murderers, but what if some relative of mine one day, some soon-to-be-born person, or some second cousin somewhere, is involved in a violent crime or something? I don't want to volunteer DNA without their permission. So I also don't love that my DNA could be sent to a corporation, right? So 23andMe, which is one of these big DNA testing sites, they received a $300 million investment from a company called GlaxoSmithKline. And as part of that agreement, this pharmaceutical giant is getting access to the data from the 23andMe DNA kits. So essentially, you're volunteering when you do these DNA kits to send your DNA to a corporation. What they do with it, who knows? But here's what's interesting. More and more of these DNA tests are revealing a lot of family secrets. I know one person who recently met his biological father for the first time, who was adopted. He knew he was adopted. Now, that's one thing, and he got to meet his father, his biological father. I know another person who was not adopted. He meets his biological father. The person that raised him, he always thought was his biological father, but turns out it wasn't. And he meets his biological father. I know someone I'm very close to. She discovered an aunt, her father's sister, for the very first time. Did not know this person existed, but this is a half-sister of her father. So I'm reading in the Daily News today, they have this series of stories, headline, "Your Ma? Not Really. DNA testing firms sometimes uncover family secrets." And then it talks about Catherine St. Clair, 57 years old. She's her family's resident genealogist, and she sent her saliva to Ancestry for testing. So when her brother Mike showed up as a first cousin or close relative, she assumed it must be a glitch. So what they do is people pop up in your family tree and they say, oh, Matt Sambolin, he's probably Frank Moreno's second cousin. So her brother also sent his saliva in and it comes up as a cousin, not a brother. So even stranger, the test showed that someone she had never heard of was a much closer genetic match than Mike. So she contacted Ancestry. So calmly, a representative explained how this works. So ultimately, she learned that her brother wasn't her full brother and that they didn't share the same father. We are seeing stories like this literally every day. So I'm curious, if you've experienced this, if you've done a DNA test or you know someone that has done a DNA test and they got a little bit of a surprise, tell me what it was. Did they discover their father wasn't their father? Did they discover their mother wasn't their mother? Maybe they were adopted and they finally were able to connect with a biological relative that they never knew existed. What do you think about this? Or what are the implications of this? Tell me your stories, your DNA testing stories, or what you think of all this kind of DNA testing stuff. 877-970-2999. Susie, did you ever do any of these DNA testing things?
No, but I think it's fascinating when it comes down in price a little bit more. I'm doing it. I think that's so interesting.
Well, it is interesting, but do you really want to be volunteering your DNA to...
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
But who are you to make that decision for your grandchildren? Well, I guess you're
grandmother. I mean, My paternal grandfather died in 1928, so I would love to know, like, more about him. I mean, I know he died very young. He came over from Italy. I think it's fascinating. I wish I had more relatives.
Yeah, well, so very interesting. We'll see how Susie Cerone's family tree turns out. What is the DNA testing saying about traffic this morning, Susie?
Well, it is saying it is a good thing, Frank. It's pretty light out there again, so that is some good news. Alternate side of the street parking rules are back in effect. The Hudson River crossings won't be more than 5 minutes into or out of the city. We still have an accident in Brooklyn on the BQE southbound south of Meeker Morgan, the left lane out on the BQE southbound. New Jersey, good news. An accident investigation is gone in Toms River, so everything is open on the parkway southbound south of exit 81. And then in Little Falls, New Jersey, accident quickly cleared off 46 westbound near Notch Road. You've got a good ride on the New York State Thruway in both directions to and across the new Tappan Zee Bridge. It's quiet in Fairfield County, Connecticut. No road work or delays. 95 to Merritt, 84 as well. This, Justin, hope they're getting some OT. Southern State westbound, you've got some road work from 107 right out towards the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway that is causing delays. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. That's SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Stock up and save at Kohl's. It's time to spend your Kohl's cash on after Christmas stock up with up to 70% off clearance. Save 50 to 60% on family outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. Save 60% on winter sleepwear and loungewear. And save 70% on holiday trim and decor. Plus, stock up on denim for the family and save big on bed and bath during our white sale. December 26th through 31st, only at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Eric Metaxas,
a show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Couple of minutes before 9 o'clock, this is Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Moreno. That is a weird liner. Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. What are the rest of us doing? The show about nothing? That's fine. I'm a Seinfeld fan. All right, somebody that many of you were very concerned about last hour when we were hoping for a weather forecast and a bike riding update has rejoined us. Joe Lundberg, are you okay? We were nervous about you last hour.
I thawed out finally from riding yesterday.
Wonderful. So you did ride yesterday?
I did. I got off work around 11 o'clock and I met a friend and we went out for about 30 miles yesterday. It was about 33 degrees, but there was not much wind and a little bit of sun, so
it was
all right.
Goodness, that sounds awful. did you get a chance to do any Christmas celebrating or no?
I did. Actually, we opened up gifts Monday evening, Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. That's a better night to do it anyway. It just
made more sense because I had to work yesterday morning. So we said, yeah, let's just do it Monday evening, and then everybody can do whatever they wanted to yesterday. They could sleep in if they wanted to.
Absolutely. How's the weather looking today, Joe?
Clouds and the intervals of sunshine, not bad. We're going to be in the low 40s, I think, for an afternoon high. Tomorrow's high probably in the low 40s with sun and some clouds. It's Friday that's going to get warm, upper 50s, but with rain. That's our one wet day in the next five. But it's also the warmest with upper 50s. Then we cool it off for the weekend. And I think most of the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, should be dry.
All right. Well, that's encouraging. All right, Joe, we will check in with you next hour. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you then.
All right. Coming up, those of you that are holding, Joey, Joette, Dr. Anthony Alderossi, Margaret, Neil, Donner, and Blitzen, and Connor, and Cupid, we will get to you after the top of the hour. We have one open line. And if you play the radio lottery, that open line might soon be yours if you dial 877-970-2999. Coming up next hour, I want to tell you about the shocking true story about a guy that stole a bus. Also, a wrestler who was forced to de-dreadlock in order to wrestle. And some more deadly pit bull confrontations. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more. I'll tell you who I think the president should pick for his next Secretary of Defense. Not that he's going to listen to me. 877-970-2999. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Moreno. Here's Tom Note.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 36 degrees and mostly cloudy. What's going on? We have the answer. An NYPD officer is being praised for showing restraint when he was attacked inside a downtown subway station. NYCHA is reportedly struggling to meet a federal deadline to fix apartments which may be tainted with lead paint. A second person has now died from a Queens fire that sparked over the weekend in the Jamaica section. An 88-year-old woman was injured when she was attacked and violently robbed in Brooklyn on Christmas morning. Nearly 4,000 patients who underwent procedures at a North Jersey surgical center are being told to get tested now for HIV and hepatitis B and C.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.